Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
So I'm a bit of a sneaker fiend, and I respect pro athletes who have strong sneaker games, and few have a stronger sneaker lifestyle than Luka Doncic. I mean, I don't ever remember hearing of a player who switched shoes during games before Luka came around, but last year that's exactly what he'd do. He'd wear a shoe during the first half and then come back and wear a shoe in the second half. And I believe even there were some games where he had three different pairs of shoes during the game.
A lot of it depended. I'm sure there were sometimes Ben where there were certain things he wanted to promote, but a lot of it depended on how he played. In other words, if he went out and had an incredible first half, it was unlikely that he would switch in the second half. So there was a lot of different reasons and circumstances that he would do it. But to your point, our friend Katia Vialba, who everyone on the show knows very well, and you and I used to work with her dad, Victor, she works in the broadcast. She works on the broadcast for the Mavs, and she would always be on sneaker watch. Like, as soon as Luka came out of the locker room, she's a big sneakerhead too, but she's the first one on it. She'd be in my ear going, all right, Luka switched. So it was like a focal point. We knew that that was always going to be a thing.
I love it. And to me, I'm a huge fan of the player out there on the court where the uniform is white or navy and his shoes are bright red or pink or whatever. I love the crazy color, and it just stands out on the court. And Luka is really, really good at that and prone to do cool styles like that. And so he's hyper aware of shoes, and I've been hyper aware of his shoe free agency and how it's coming down the line. And his deal that he had with Nike expired yesterday, because today's Tuesday, and with that closed Nike's 180-day window in which it could match the highest bidder to keep Doncic. This is via our buddy Brad Townsend in the Dallas Morning News. And Luka said yesterday, yeah, I'm a free agent now, so we'll see what we do. Now, keep in mind that Zion Williamson just got a 5-year, $75 million shoe deal with Jordan Brand. Now, okay, that's 5-year, $75 million for a guy who hasn't stepped on the floor yet. Luka just came off averaging 21.2, 7.8, and 6 assists. In addition to which, as Brad points out, this is the guy who had like the third most All-Star votes. Like, he only trailed LeBron James and the Greek Freak. Mm-hmm. So he's an international star. He speaks four languages. He's a shoe fiend. He has massive social media followings. And so the question is, how much money is Luka going to get from his shoe deal? The biggest sneaker deals out there, Jordan, obviously, with the biggest because he's got his own Jordan brand, makes $130 million annually. LeBron makes $32 annually. Kevin Durant, $26 annually. The Greek Freak, $10. Klay Thompson, $9. Dwayne Wade, $12. You know, those are some of the...
Harden listed there?
Some of the bigger deals. I can find Harden. I'm reading an article from Forbes magazine, and I can just go down the list. Here's Klay Thompson, $9 million. Dame, $10 million. The Greek Freak, $10 million. Derrick Rose, $11 million. Kyrie, $11 million. Russell Westbrook, $12 million. Dwayne Wade, $12 million. Zion, $13 million. Harden, $14 million. Kobe, $16 million still. Steph Curry, $20 million. Kevin Durant, $26 million. LeBron, $32 million. And then Jordan, $130 million.
It's interesting, too, Ben, to look at the different guys at the top. To, like, for example, Steph Curry's Under Armour, and they gave him a ton of money. James Harden's Adidas, they gave him a ton of money because they wanted a big presence in China. And the Rockets have a huge presence in China. So when these ones, Nike's obviously dominant, but when you look at the really high-paid guys, one of the reasons Steph Curry jumped out like that is because Under Armour had to give him that kind of money to get him to come there.
Yeah, and that's going to be the thing. Is somebody going to just pay Luka an exorbitant amount of money to get him to not go with Nike? Now, Nike currently has 62.6% of the NBA. Those 62% of the league wears Nike. 15.8 wears Adidas, 9.4 wear Air Jordan, Under Armour 4.6, Puma 2.1, and the other brands make up 5.6. I know Luka loves Nike. I mean, he loves Nike. And so I wonder if he's going to be torn with this decision, or he's like, nah, man, bring on the biggest bidder.
He's going to bring on the biggest bidder. The one that I think could be your surprise outlier is Puma. because Puma has invested heavily in the last two draft class. And the type of that's the kind of splash. That's the equivalent to Steph Curry going to Under Armour when nobody was wearing Under Armour. But, you know, he just finished a 2-year Nike deal. He did that with Real Madrid. It just expired. I could see him staying with Nike. But I think if the money is significant to go somewhere else, I think he'll do it because he's on a rookie contract.
Yeah. Golly, he's going to make so much more money.
He's going to make at least twice as much as I think he's due to make 7 this year from the Mavs. He'll make at least twice that because he is such an international star.
Wow. Wow. All right. So if you, by the way, it's this Forbes article has total earnings. Are we getting my wife on the phone there, Shippy?
Oh, we got her.
Oh, we got her.
She's already ready.
All right.
Yeah.
Do we have the intro?
I've had her.
Which means it's time for this.
Ben's got a wife, love of his life. But sometimes his buddy skin feels like he might take her for granted. He can't have that. Skin feels the need to check on Ben with Ben's wife, Kat. Skin needs some quality time with Ben's wife, Kat. Even though Ben can't understand what's up with that. Skin needs some quality time with Ben's wife, Kat. Oh, 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 oh. This is quite unusual. Quite unusual.
Oh, yes. Let's wish a happy birthday to one Kat Rogers who turns 35 today. How you doing, sweet Kat?
Hey, guys. How's it going? Thank you.
That's great. How'd you wake up this morning? Anything special happen on this special day of yours?
No, just a normal day.
Sounds awesome.
I think that's how she'd prefer it, Skin.
Didn't want to be punished today, huh? Ben didn't get up and get the kids off to school and make breakfast and all that stuff?
Ben was gone when I got up, so he went and played basketball this morning, and I got my kids up, and it took them, they were up for probably 30 minutes before they realized it was my birthday. I almost thought I wasn't even going to get a happy birthday this morning.
I was going to say, I've spent a lot of time around kids, and they generally are not on the ball. So I'm very impressed that you did get a happy birthday. That's great, great kids.
I did, yes.
So I would imagine Ben is going to roll out the red carpet. This is, I know, a special birthday. I've seen you on social media talking about how important this is to you. So what what do you think Ben has planned? I'm sure this is going to be incredible, right?
Yeah, I think it's a big surprise tonight. I'm not sure what's going to go down.
Ben? You want to leave some hints, or are you kind of still in the planning stages?
We were talking about going to grab dinner, and then she tried to call off the dinner because our oldest son, Max, wanted to go watch a youth sports football game of some sort. I'm like, to hell with that. I told him yesterday he's going to a family dinner to celebrate his mom's birthday. I think you were trying to get out of going to dinner tonight.
No. I just, kids first.
Eh, whatever. Ben's going to load you guys up in the golf cart, and y'all are going to the farm stand, aren't you?
Probably.
Probably. So, Kat, really, as you get older here and you raising kids and all this.
Looks better every year, Skin.
Looks better. Oh, you and I have talked a lot about that. what is it that you really want on your birthday? Like, if you could have the perfect birthday, what is the perfect birthday day for you?
Gosh, I don't know. I mean, I'm not that big on, celebrating myself. So it's not really that big of a deal to me.
I think what she'd want more than anything is a night out with the girls. Just a girls trip or something. You know, we talked
Brad Pitt, right?
We talked about, I don't know. Would you want a Brad Pitt night?
No, a Justin Timberlake night.
You like it when he sings.
Well, KT's avatar kind of looks like Justin Timberlake. Would KT do?
No.
Oh, Kat.
God, Kat.
Let Ben rent KT for you tonight.
Although KT does sing and plays the guitar, so.
Yeah, that's sexy.
But can you play the piano, too?
No, I cannot play the piano, and I could attempt to dance. But the problem, Kat, that I have is I just see you and Trish Skin's wife, I see both of you as more of my mother.
Oh my God!
Then someone.
What a turn.
Now, Shippy on the other hand. Popular category.
Well, Shippy on the other hand is trying to work it a little bit. Now I'm kind of I just think that hey, these are women who are mothers to today's youth. So are molding. Yeah.
How turned on are you right now, Kat?
I feel like KT just called me an old lady.
No!
Well, no, he didn't call you an old lady, but we shall go on record as someone in his 30s just thought you were his mom. So,
yeah, exactly.
I can't wait to tell my wife when I get home, hey, KT said you were just like his
it's
mom,
the same
honey.
Age as my mom.
Oh, man.
35?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm glad he included Trisha in there, too.
Yep, absolutely.
So it's not just me.
Drag them both in the gutter. Okay, so is there anything that Ben can do? Do you want me to give him any ideas or hints or anything to really make this day special other than turn out for the middle school football game today?
Maybe no Fortnite tonight.
Ben. What? Ben, are what? You still playing Fortnite
yeah,
on his birthday?
I still like Fortnite.
Really?
What? Well, watch Ben try to work out of this.
What would we do instead?
I thought you were going to take us to dinner.
Oh, yeah, definitely doing that.
And then you'll be asleep by 9 since you've been up since 5.
It's true.
So.
It's true.
Man, you're going to tear it up tonight, aren't you?
This is yeah, it's pretty sad. Kat's got to get a hip replacement, and I'm going to bed at 9.
Yeah.
We are so freaking old.
Yeah, you're so happy that we're the midday shift now, so you can go have dinner at 4:30.
Let's go to Luby's tonight. Luby's birthday dinner at 4:30, the Luann platter.
All right, Kat. Well, I'm still got some special plans for you.
Hey, she's got a bad hit. She's got a bad hit.
Oh, I know. We've had to change the dynamic of some things, but I'm got a lot coming your way later, Kat. So
what?
Surprises in store.
Skin's going to take you to his own rendition of boobies.
All right. Love you, honey. Happy birthday.
All right. Love you guys. Thank
Sorry
you
too,
so much.
Kat.
Sorry about the people I work with.
She loves Thanks, guys.
It. Keep it tight. Bye.
What? Shippy?
What?
Kat? What did you say?
Yeah, I don't think you're allowed to say that.
Kat?
Yeah.
Talk about yoga.
Yep. We're getting some good feedback here. 469 says Blue Chew. Blue Chew endorsement.
Okay,
someone says
work?
We should go to Pluckers and get wangs for dinner.
Oh, yeah. Lots of wings.
Thursday lunch at Pluckers in Addison.
So how does Blue Chew work if you're asleep? Can she just can you just pop one of those, get some rest?
I think it comes in the form of like a paste. It uses a face mask, and she just puts it on my face. And then it works. All right. Thank you very much to Kat, and thank you to Forbes for the information on Luca's. That's a different thing.
Oh.
Coming up next, let's get this thing back on track. Talk a little Dallas Cowboys football with David Hellman from DallasCowboys.com. That's next on 105.3 The Fan.